Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parshas Baloischa, that is Perek Ches, Pasuk Aleph. And the Chumash says, "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Leimar," and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, "Daber Al Aron Martoy Lov, speak to Aron and say to him, Baloischa Sanayros, when you light the lamps, and Mul Pnei HaMenayra Yiru Shavas Hanayros, the lamps should shine their light towards the face of the Menayra. Vayas Kein Aron, and Aron did so, El Mul Pnei HaMenayra Ha'elon Erasaha, he lit the lamps towards the face of the Menayra, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe." Let's see Rashi Pasuk Beis. Pe'aloischa. So first of all, Rashi addresses Lama Nismacha Parshas HaMenorah, the Parshas HaNesim. Why is it that we discuss the lighting of the Menorah right after the Parshas of the Nesim and all the karbanos and gifts that they brought for Chanukah HaMizbeach? L'fishek Shara Aaron Chanukah HaNesim. When Aaron saw the Chanukah of the Nesim, all the karbanos and gifts that they brought, Chal Sha'az Daitai, he had Chalisha Zadask, Shaloi Ha'imam Chanukah Loi Huvala Shiftai. Not him or his Shevet, which is Shevet Levi, they weren't part of the Chanukah HaMizbeach at all. Amar Lekash Baruch Hu, Hashem told him, Chayecha by your life, Shel Chagdalim Shalahem, yours is greater than theirs. Because you are going to end up lighting and preparing the neiros in the menorah. And Rashi now addresses this somewhat strange term for lighting lamps. Al shem shalahav oila, since the flame goes up, aliyah. That's why the lighting of the lamp is called aliyah, going up. The kain gadol has to light the light of the menorah until the flame goes up by itself. There's another drasha from here. There was a step in front of the menorah. He would stand on that step to light the menorah and to prepare its wicks. Skip this, Rashi, go to the next one. Ye'iru shivas ha'neiros, shisha sha'al sheshes ha'kanim. There are six lamps on each of the branches. Shloshes ha'mizrachim painim l'mul ha'mtsoy ha'psiyos shabahen. The three eastern ones, the wicks are facing the middle one. V'chein shlosh ha'maravim, Rashi ha'psiyos l'mul ha'mtsoy. Also, the three ones on the west, their wicks are facing the main one in the middle. V'lama, why is this? Kadesh la'yomr, so that people shouldn't say la'ayruhu tzarech, that we light the menorah for light in the base of Mikdash, and that it's not done for anything more than that. That's why the wicks are facing the center of the menorah, to show that it's not here for light, but it's much more symbolic. Pasuk Gimel in Rashi, Vayas Kein Aaron, Lahagid Shivcha Shel Aaron. This teaches the praise of Aaron, Shaloi Shino, that he didn't change even one iota from what Moshe Rabbeinu told him. And back to Chumash Pasuk Dalad, Vizem Masei Menorah Miksha Zahav. This is the work of the menorah. It's hammered out of gold, Ad Yirecha Ad Bircha Mikshahi. It was entirely hammered out from its base until its flowers, Kamare Asher Hara, Hashem as Moshe, just like the vision that Hashem showed Moshe, Kein Asas HaMenorah, so he made the menorah. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Dalad v'zem asei ha'menorah. She'er o HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzba, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu with his finger, this is how the menorah looks. Why did he do so? L'fisha niskashaba, because Moshe Rabbeinu had trouble, he didn't know how to make the menorah. L'kach nemer v'zeh, that's why the Pasuk says v'zeh in this. And we've mentioned this many times, anytime the Pasuk says the word zeh, it means that Hashem showed with his finger, kaviyachol, what it's supposed to look like. For example, HaChadosh HaZeh Lochem, he showed Moshe Rabbeinu exactly how the moon is supposed to look. HaZeh, this moon, that's what it means, the new moon. Skip all these Rashis and jump to the last Rashi in this pasuk. Kain asas hamenayra, so he made the menorah. Misha asah, whoever made the menorah, this is how he made it. Umejush hagadah, and the Mejush tells us, Aideh Kadosh Baruch Hu nasas meileh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually made the menorah himself. And back to Chumash pasuk hey, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Leimar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Kach asal vim, take the levim, mitech b'nei Israel, from among the b'nei Israel, v'tiyar toysam, and you should purify them, v'chos asel lehem l'taharam, and so you shall do to purify them, hazeh lehem emechatos, sprinkle the mechatos on them, v'heviru sar al kol besarim, and they shall pass a razor over their entire flesh, v'chibsu b'gdehem v'taharu, and they shall wash their clothing and be purified. V'lachu parben bakar, and they shall take a bowl. Umin chasay and its mincha, soiles blu'av hashamen, fine flour mixed with oil. Uparsheni ben bakar tikach chatos, and another bowl should be taken as a chatos. V'kravtos alvim lefnei oil ma'id, you should bring the levim in front of the oil ma'id. V'kalta es kol adas b'nei Yisrael, and you should gather the entire assembly of b'nei Yisrael in front, right near the levim too. Now let's see Rashi pasuk vav. Kachas alvim, take the levim. Rashi explains, kachem b'dvarim, take them, meaning encourage them with words. Ashrechem shetisku liyas shamash malmakim, praise where they are you, that you're able to be the servant and you're able to serve Hashem. Kach zalvim does not mean to take them physically, it means encourage them. Rashi Pasuk Zayin tells us, Hazeh alehem mechatos, sprinkle the mechatos on them, shall efra para, this comes from the ashes of the para, duma b'nei tmei mesim shabahem, because people that are tamei mes, they have to be sprinkled with it. Ve'viru sa'ar, they have to pass a razor over the entire skin, and Rashi explains why is it they have to shave their entire body. Matzasi b'divri amayisha darshan, levisha ninu kapara al b'chairis sha'avdu avayit salilim. Since the levim, they were a kapara for all the b'chairis that served avayit zara by the Eglazov, Vihikuru is Zivche Mesim, and Avoy Dezar is called Zivche Mesim, and Mitzaira Kari Mes, someone who's a Mitzaira, he's called a Mes, so it's Kika Tiglachas Kimitzaraim, that's why they need to shave their entire bodies like a Mitzaira does. Skip Pasuk Ches and Rashi, go to Pasuk Tes, Vikaltas, Kol Adas, Lefish Alvim, Nusun, and Karban Kapar Tachteim. Since the Levim are like a carbon, which is a Kapara in place of Klai Yisrael, like we just mentioned, Yavayuvi Yamdal Karbonim, therefore they, the Klai Yisrael, should stand right by their carbon, Vyasim Chosidem Aleim, and they shall lean their hands on their carbon. And again, their their carbon is the levim. Let's right away go back to Chumash Pasuk Yed and see that this actually happened. V'kraftas halavim lefnei Hashem, you shall bring the levim in front of Hashem. V'samachu b'nei Yisrael sidayim al halavim, and b'nei Yisrael shall lean their hands on the levim. V'einif Aaron is halavim tenufa lefnei Hashem, and Aaron should wave the levim, a waving in front of Hashem. Me'es b'nei Yisrael from the b'nei Yisrael. V'hayu la'avodas avodas Hashem, and they shall be there to serve the avodah of Hashem. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Yed Alf. V'einif Aaron is halavim tenufa. K'derech Hashem mitzayra ton tenufa chai. Just like the asham of a mitzayra, it needs to be waved around while it's alive. So to levim, they have to be waved around. And shal shnufas nemru parsha zu. Rashi says that there's three times that we mention waving in this parsha. Harishon l'vnei kahas. The first time is talking about the b'nei kahas. L'kach nemru bam. That's why it says about them. V'hayu lavadis avodas Hashem, and they shall be there to serve the avodah of Hashem. This is what we just said in this pasuk. L'fish avodas kadosh hakadoshim aleim, because the avodah of the kadosh kadoshim is upon them. Ha'aron v'shulchan and the menorah. They have the most sacred task in the mishkan. Hashniyal l'vnei gershon. The second time it talks about waving levim. That's in reference to the b'nei gershon. L'kach nemru bam. That's why it says about them. Tenufa l'Hashem. Shafaleim hayis avodas hakadosh. They also had a sacred avodah. Yireis ukrashim haniris beis kadosh hakadoshim, that are seen by the kadosh kadoshim. And hashlishis, and the third time it talks about waving them, levnei merari. That's talking about b'nei merari. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis. V'alvim yismuchas yideim al resh haparim, and levim, they shall lean their hands on the head of the bulls. V'aseis onchad chatos v'sachad oila l'Hashem, and one of them is a chatos, one of them is an oila for Hashem. L'chaper al levim, to atone for the levim. V'almatos al levim l'fnei Aaron v'lfnei bonav, you shall stand the levim in front of Aaron and in front of his sons. V'enaftayisam tenufa l'Hashem, you shall wave them as a waving for Hashem. V'evdaltos al levim mitaych b'nei Israel, and you shall separate the levim from among the b'nei Israel. V'hayu li al levim, and the levim shall be for me. With this, we conclude the first aliyah in Parshas Baal Yischa, and tomorrow we're going to pick up continuing to discuss the avodah of the levim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.